It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm guessing when Sports Illustrated picked the Astros to be in the World Series or win the World Series, they did not anticipate a 5.58 earned run average from Dallas Keuchel. It's not going to get any better. His next starts against the White Sox.
Yeah, I always say it's too early to panic, but it's not too early to be concerned. And this is a trend that I think is just going on too far. According to USA Today's Stephen Ruiz, he has pegged Jadeveon Clowney as one of his 10 players destined for a breakout season in 2016.
That's not like a super bold prediction.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know the guy's got the talent to do something like that. It's just
He's now a year removed from microfracture, which I think makes a big difference. The flip side of this is, if he doesn't have a breakout season, we can all safely say that that was a bust pick.
I think so. This is the year where it's like, are you going to do it or are you not?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And, out here at Sam Houston Race Park for the final weekend of quarter horse racing. So feel free to drop by, catch the races, avoid the weather. I walked out back and it was fine. And then I looked to the other side and there were a bunch of clouds. So, yeah. Uh-oh. Be careful over there.
Be careful, Judy.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Doppler here. This thing's all over the place. So, like, right now the worst of it seems to be, like, Channelview, Pasadena. Missouri City was getting hit and then nothing, and then it's sort of creeping towards us.
Do people think, like, if you're on the air and you're wearing headphones and doing a professional broadcast, that standing in front of you and staring and waving their hands will make you stop broadcasting and talk to them?
I
feel like that's what she was looking for from you.
Honestly, man, my day started with a weird experience with an old person. And now we've got, I'm sure there's one more to go before the show is over.
I mean, that was getting a little uncomfortable for a
little
while,
awkward,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean.
After a couple seconds, I thought maybe she was going to give up, but she was persistent.
Wanted to have a conversation, which is, you know, okay, except.
Just not a great time for you.
No, it really wasn't. And, you know, I'm trying to give Doppler reports to help our folks who are stuck out there on the roads. And it was a little distracting, I'm not going to lie. But I managed to fight through it because I've learned how to deal with old people. I have.
You're such a pro.
Well, we somehow got that old guy home earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know how that worked. All right. Biscuit says, is it okay to just drop and urinate in the middle of the road? Because I just saw an old man do that, like, full on. No, that's not okay. Not even in a storm.
What if there's a lot of traffic?
Then what do we always say? Have a Gatorade bottle.
Yeah.
You got to take care of business inside the car. You do not go now. Like if you,
but if you're old, what's it going to hurt?
Still, honestly, no. You just have, well, in that case, a Geritol bottle. But you have some kind of bottle in the car.
Yeah. Just in case. I'm old, I'm not going to care. I'm going to do what I want.
Well, if you're old, at least run off into the bushes.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say run. Maybe just sort of creep into the bushes and try not to, you know, break a hip while you're doing it. But anyway. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. Philip says, if I visit, what are the odds I can do a segment with you two? I don't know. If you're going to visit us while we're out here at the track and just sort of walk up and talk to us while we have headphones on, yeah, that's...
It's not going to work
no,
for us.
No, it's not. I mean, ideally, there'd be like a conversation where I could hear you. And, yeah, I'm a little creeped out now. This has been a very strange day of old people experiences. And we still have, 51 minutes left of the show. So this could happen again. Yeah, I wonder if that's the one who does the Star Spangled
Singer?
Banner. Yeah, is it? Do you think it is?
Is it?
Voldemort?
I can't tell.
No, really?
It might be. Okay. Do you know her? Like, are you guys?
No.
Because like she was.
I know most of the tellers here, but I don't.
She seemed like you guys were friends.
I don't. I mean, honestly, AJ, I drink a lot when I'm out here.
Okay.
I'll be friends with everybody, but I don't really remember all the conversations. Her in particular, like, I remember, I know Robert who does the bar here. I've got a couple of teller friends that I know upstairs real well that I talk to all the time.
Are you doing that thing we talked about yesterday? Or are you doing that today?
What's that?
The walking around.
Oh, you know what? That didn't happen. Somebody was supposed to be here and do it, right? I'm not actually the one doing it.
Oh, okay.
We didn't decide on that, did we? Because that's too much work. I'm not doing that.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, just to let the people know, we're going to add this little feature to Facebook where...
We try to do some Facebook Live stuff.
Yeah, and so I had an idea for something, but if they meant for me to do it, that's not happening. I was just kind of got to go around and give the sights and sounds of some of these degenerates that are out here all the time. You know, some of the ones outside that are, you know, watching and chain smoking, some of the ones that are in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, screaming at TVs that at racetracks 1,000 miles away. Just in case it makes a difference for that horse. Maybe a little extra scream gets the horse there. So, yeah, it didn't work out. I don't know. I guess I should clarify that. Are we supposed to be doing it?
Right.
Oh. You say he wasn't in a car, he was on foot, so he could have gone to McDonald's. Well, in that case, he's probably homeless. And that,
well, listen.
That happens everywhere.
He's old. He's at Montrose and Westheimer. He could just be looking for some...
Action?
Yeah. Looking for some special attention, if you know what I mean.
And maybe that's how you solicit. You're just right in the middle of the road there.
Yeah.
Somewhere I had a story about the oldest woman in the world who just died, since we're on old people. I don't know if I can find it now. Well,
she's no longer the oldest woman in the world.
No, right? She kicked at 116. I can't even imagine even thinking about living that long.
No, I don't want to live close to that long.
Hey, if you get to 100... Yeah, that's great. You had a great run. What good is going to happen after that? What are you going to accomplish after that?
Nothing.
You're not going to run a marathon. You're not going to write a great novel. You're pretty much going to just sit there and be a drain on society.
You're just sitting around waiting to die.
Exactly. So that being the case, I think 100 should be it. We should start a Logan's Run type of thing. And you get to 100. Yeah, and it's a pleasant thing. You know, take you to a room, you're watching a movie, you don't even know it's coming, and then zap. No?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm saying if that happens, if I make it to 100, that's what I want. All
okay.
Right? Because I won't make it to 100. But if I do, I do not want to be 116 or even 102. 100 is like, okay, that's cool. You've lived for a century. That's awesome. Now kill me. I'm just... All right, well... I prefer euthanasia as killing, so it's...
Just put you down.
Yeah, just put me down like you would a horse. Like one of these horses out here that if something goes horribly awry, you have to put him down, right?
Yeah.
Well, to me, making it up to 100 years old would be horribly awry.
Okay.
It's just my opinion. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Houston Can Academies, which is a terrific school. What they do, they take in at-risk kids, kids who have dropped out of other schools for a variety of reasons. Some of them had to get jobs. Some of them might have gotten pregnant. Had to take care of their families, and so they drop out. Houston Can Academies gives them a second chance, and they work around them. They have jobs. They work around their schedule. They give them glasses if they need them, and sometimes they even give them food. They'll give them bus passes if they need transportation. They help these kids get back in school, and so many of them graduate and go on and do great, great things. A lot of these kids would have never had an opportunity, would have never amounted to anything, but they go to Houston Can Academies, and they're changing the world, and you can help. They need your donation, and your donation... Whatever vehicle you're not using anymore, it could be any kind of shape. You've got a truck, anything that's sitting out in your garage. Maybe you were going to fix it up. You just never got around to it. Or maybe it got flooded out in the front and you just never did anything with it. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come tow it absolutely free of charge. Your donation's tax deductible. And guess what? If you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get Astros tickets. So they're going to take care of you. Astros tickets, they fill out the paperwork, tow it free of charge. All you have to do is call 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Remember, right off the car, not the kid. See your true colors inside you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Sam Houston Race Park for the final weekend of live quarter horse racing. But lots of simulcast yet to come, but we're after 6 o'clock, so it is time for 50-cent beer, $1.50 wine. So come on out here and get your 50-cent beer on, especially if you're in the area and it looks like it's about to rain. You probably just want to park here and drink and watch some races and hang out with us. That's what I would do if it were me. I'm just saying, if you're driving around, because I'm looking at this Doppler. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Man, these storms are just like jumping from place to place. So it looks like maybe you're going to be fine, and then all of a sudden there's purple on top of you. And nobody wants purple on top of them. That is a terrible thing. So, question, AJ. Have you ever had to do career day with your kids?
I have.
I imagine you probably rank pretty high as a radio guy. That'd probably be a pretty cool job.
Yeah. I mean, when I did that, everyone seemed to have fun with that. Yeah.
Okay. I did it once with my daughter's class when I was in the newspaper business, which wasn't quite as cool, although I, you know, helped them create their own little newspaper. It was kind of fun. I haven't done it. You know, they're too old for that stuff. But I feel like, you know, that would be kind of a cool one for, you know, 12 or 13-year-old. I think what we do would be kind of cool for them, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we can beat Desmond Howard. Apparently, Desmond Howard brought the Heisman Trophy with him for career day.
You win.
Yeah. that's pretty much a drop the mic moment there, right? So he also had an Emmy Award, too, from College Game Day.
All right. Well, that's all right. Good for him.
I feel sorry for those other kids in the class. Like, they may have this really cool dad. It's like, yeah, my dad, he's a firefighter. He saved 11 kids and a cat last night, and he's one of the coolest guys ever. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then Desmond Howard walks in, Heisman Trophy. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you saved lives. All I did was win a Heisman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and an Emmy. Oh, I forgot about the Emmy. Yeah. Yeah, you win career day, Desmond. Congratulations.
Yeah, I've got a strategy when I do career day for my kid. I went in and I was going to talk about the radio show, and my first move is if it's not going well, I tell them about MMA. If that's not going well, I'll tell them I used to be in the Army, and I'll tell them, you know, safe for kid Army stories. And if nothing else works, I'll just tell them that I've met J.J. Watt, and
that'll do it.
That's a trump card.
Yeah.
At school, so
that seems to work.
And then they go, "What? What?" That's what the kids do.
Double Down says, "Sorry, Fred. Unless you snag one of those Melisandre necklaces, don't see you making 116."
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't either. I'm just saying, though, if I somehow got to 100, that would be time to check out. Yes, I think. Oh, you Mike mentioning Soylent Green. This is way before your time, and I don't remember anything about the movie except the very end, and it scared the hell out of me because I was a kid who was probably too young to be watching it. Basically, there were no old people. They recycled them as food.
Oh.
And it was this food called Soylent Green. And I guarantee you there's like three listeners that have even heard of this. And all I remember is at the end where they're wheeling one of them out and he's screaming, "Soylent Green is people! Soylent Green is people!" And it scared the living crap out of me when I was a kid.
You're not talking about the Human Centipede?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know what that is. But I think it was actually called Soylent Green. I'm going to have to look it up on the break now.
Well, Google Human Centipede on the break, too, and see if it's the same thing.
And there's Ray Ray.
Ray Ray. Just he's you know, waving our attention in front of us.
A little longer shirt would really help there, buddy. just saying. So, anyway, we might be going to the national anthem a little early here. If we are, we'll have to go to break. Usually they do it right at 6:30, so we'll let you know. Okay, maybe that was just an announcement.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, if you want to get in, 713-780-3776, it's your number. And
I think someone just selfied with us,
too. Oh, yeah?
That happened. That happened.
That's okay. No problem. I'm rocking my Tyrion shirt today, so if we're going to take pictures, I'm totally cool with that. We've heard a lot of talk about the Raiders to Las Vegas. I don't know if they're trying to get a better deal, but now the mayor of Las Vegas is has dropped the possibility of the Chargers.
Okay.
Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman said that while the Raiders are the focus, the Chargers are in play. I know they are absolutely looking to move. Now, that's not exactly breaking news, but I had thought San Diego was pretty close to getting a deal to keep them with the new stadium. And again, maybe this is just Las Vegas using them to get a better deal from the Raiders and the Chargers using Las Vegas to get a better deal from San Diego.
I don't know, but it's the deal that I've heard for Vegas and the Raiders is pretty good for Las Vegas, where the Raiders basically throw up $500 million for a stadium.
Which they have now because they got screwed out of the L.A. deal, so they were given money. So
right.
That goes into it.
I mean,
it.
That seems like a pretty sweet deal, doesn't it?
It seems fair to me.
But, I don't know. I mean, if they're going to put a team there, just put a team there.
But see, the Chargers got the same thing.
Right.
So,
of course, that means they've got money to spend, too. I do think that it's more likely that something gets done in San Diego than something getting done in Oakland.
What if you could stay exactly the same as you are now for 100 more years? Oh, I'd sign up for that tomorrow. Actually, forget tomorrow. I'll sign up for that right now. If you can make that happen, well, you know, whatever deal I have to sign, I'm in. Somebody says, Fred, I'm 54 years old and had the same exact experience with Soylent Green. It was on Turner Classic Movies last weekend, and I tried to watch it. It's horrible. So that's the thing. If I tried to watch it now, it would probably be just absolutely awful, and it wouldn't scare me at all. So I will probably never watch it. Disco says her dad made her watch it when she was 10, Nightmares. See, that there's a lot of movies like that when you're growing up and then you watch them later. Like, I wish I'd never watched The Jerk again because I used to think that was so funny when I was a kid. And I watched it about a year ago, and it's like, this isn't funny.
That's like me with Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
I used to think Howard the Duck was this really great movie when I was a kid, and then you watch it as an adult, and not only is it not a good movie, it's pretty gross.
Oh, yeah, there's bestiality going on.
That chick was, like, with a duck.
Yeah, and not even that attractive of a duck. So, I mean,
yeah, sure, he could talk and stuff, but...
Well, yeah.
He had feathers. He was clearly a duck.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure that he had the right anatomy.
But he did make that face when she touched where his anatomy would have been. He's like,
I don't know. That's... I guess if you're going to have that, shouldn't it be a slightly more majestic beast than a duck?
I would think, but...
You know, like,
I mean, would Howard the Bear have made it a better movie?
I don't know. But Lion Man. You know, like a huge Lion Man with a mane and everything.
None of this would have been good. It's still human-on-animal sex, and it's unacceptable at all levels.
What if Tony Stark were playing Lion Man?
Nope. Nope. Not good enough.
Not good enough, huh?
Not good enough.
I'm just grasping here. I'm just trying to help. But
yeah, sorry.
Anyway.
It's just bad. That's a bad look.
See, there's a veteran. She just waves and walks by. She doesn't come up and actually try to talk to us while we're on air.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's how you know it's somebody who comes in. Who's been to plenty of shows. Okay, Double Dad says, I wish I could unread the plot summary of Human Centipede. What the heck am I missing with Human Centipede?
Quick Google search, Fred.
Okay, well. Oh, there's an actual 2 and 3 also?
Oh, yeah,
there's a trilogy?
Yeah, there's a full trilogy.
Oh, my God. Oh, so the first sequence, is that what I want?
Human Centipede?
It's a Dutch film. Oh, okay. That explains it.
Don't read it. Just watch it.
Oh, well, I'm not going to watch the movie, no.
Watch and learn.
German surgeon who kidnaps 3 tourists and joins them surgically mouthed. Oh, no. That's nothing to do with Soylent. That's not eating human beings. That's just being disgusting. What the hell? I can never unsee that. Ever. And they did 3 of those?
They did 3 of them, yeah. Some people are really into it.
So, well, yeah, well, you people are freak shows. No offense.
I wonder if I could get a Human Centipede t-shirt, like you got that Tyrion t-shirt.
I'm sure you could. Do you really want to see that? I don't. When it started talking about mouth to anal parts, that's when I had to stop. I can't read another word on this.
How are you going
to
know what else happened?
I don't care. You lost me at building a human centipede by putting someone's mouth on someone's rear end.
I didn't lose you, though.
No.
The plot lost you.
You were all over this. This is your show. Quick break. It's Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park for the final weekend of live quarter horse racing, so thus the final weekend of live racing, which always a little bit sad, but simulcasting will continue. Preakness next week. Belmont is 3 weeks after that. I get a little sad when the quarter horse meet ends, but it's not like the thoroughbred meet because I just have so many more friends that come here just for the thoroughbred meet. And you know, that I actually hang out with and stuff. And so I'm always a little sad when those guys leave. And I'm always really sad when these guys leave because that's it for until January. So anyway, if you got something you want to get to here, because I have a snake story for you because I know you love snakes. I actually have two of your favorite things in the world, snakes and college baseball.
Oh, at the same time, I hope.
Yes, yes.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay. North Carolina State baseball coach Elliot Avent, who is 60 years old, and his dog were both reportedly bitten by a copperhead.
Oh, those are nasty.
He was bitten on the foot. He had to go to the hospital and receive a shot. His foot is still swollen, but he was released from the hospital Thursday morning. He's not going to be able to be at the Wolfpack Series against Louisville this weekend. But apparently both he and his dog got hit by this copperhead. So it has affected, obviously, whether or not he's going to coach the series this weekend. So, see, it's combined college baseball with a snake. I'm curious who got the worst of the venom, because when those guys hit you, they're not going to have as much venom in the second strike, right?
No, I wouldn't think.
So was his foot the one that got it, or was it the dog that got it first? It doesn't really say, and there's no update on the dog.
Oh, we don't know about the dog.
No, it doesn't.
If me and my dog were both going to get bit by a dog, I would rather get bit first because I feel like the medicine and the technology is there for me to be recovered more quickly than my dog, you know?
Yeah.
I think my dog would die.
Yeah, I don't want the dog to die. I would take one for the team there, knowing that we're both going to get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, plus, you know, somebody might suck out the poison, which would be kind of... You've seen that, right?
Out of your foot? Would that do it for you?
No, it wouldn't, actually. It would
hurt your feet.
It would,
right?
Rex Ryan, it might do something for.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying I have to necessarily get bitten on the foot. That's just this guy. This was his story. I might get bitten on the calf muscle or inner thigh. No.
Could
Nobody
be.
Wants to get bit there. That's even more gross than your human centipede thing.
Could be.
I can't believe I've never heard of that and hope I never have to hear about it again.
Well, I'll give you another one, because just to tell you, like, you think it wouldn't happen to you, but it could happen to you. A man had to call the fire department. Actually, he went to the hospital. They had to call the fire department to remove a tool from his tool. The man, he put his man parts into, you know how on like a wrench you've got the crescent end and then you've got like a ring spinner end?
Yeah.
So it's open on one and enclosed on the other. Well, he thought it was a good idea to make love to the closed end of the wrench. And shocker, it didn't come out as easily as it went in. So he was unable to get it out, so he had to call the fire department.
Of course. Poor fireman.
And it's really dangerous because this is what the firefighter said. It's really dangerous because inevitably people leave it too long to come see us because they're embarrassed. Or say, my wife said to put butter on it, sleep on it, and it will go down. It never does.
This sounds eerily familiar is what the stuff we were telling Jong after we pepper sprayed him. People were saying, oh, do this, do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't work either.
The blood goes into the appendage, whether it's a finger or whatever. It just swells up by the time you realize it's too late. So they had to use a tiny angle grinder that's air-operated and use measuring tape to protect the skin and slowly zip away at it while keeping water running on it so it didn't get too hot. It's a pretty delicate operation, especially where it is. There's lots of blood vessels. But it's not the first time. We've done quite a few of these. Really? And that's from Australia.
Well, yeah, it's Australia. Of course they do a bunch of those.
I would think there'd be more things to make love to than a wrench in Australia.
Well, not legally. I mean, you know, wombats, you can't do that. Kangaroos, koalas. Did you see this story that Black Swan sent us from Black Sports Online about this Florida stripper?
I saw the headline. I didn't read the story.
Yeah, it says a Florida stripper put a large portion of her shirt into her mouth and began chewing during her arrest on drunken driving charges. She nearly smashed her Mazda SUV into another car. Boy, she must be doing pretty well as a stripper running around a Mazda SUV. Ran it into another car around 2 a.m. She must have got off work early, right?
Yeah.
Yelled, "Oh, bleep," and sped away when the police officer yelled at her to pull over. They followed her in a cruiser, sirens blaring, and finally she pulls into a school parking lot and where she wasn't going to go down without a fight. They noticed the odor of alcohol, and her eyes looked, of course, extremely red, glassy, and bloodshot, and rapid but slurred speech. And when she walked anywhere, she needed to be physically guided to prevent her from falling. I think we've all been there. So they put her in a patrol car. She later agreed to a breathalyzer test, but she would not submit a breath sample. Instead, she began ripping her shirt off into her mouth and chewing at the fabric.
And did that work?
No, it did not. Apparently, the name of the club she was working at, the Scrub Club.
Oh.
That can't be good, right?
No.
I got to look up Scrub Club and see if that's a real thing.
That's not a place that I'd be like, yeah. That's a place I want to spend my paycheck on
Saturday.
Yeah,
there's actually a Scrub Club in East Bradenton, Florida. So, yeah, I'm guessing that means you get the Z team, right?
I would guess.
You're going to the Scrub Club, it's like, okay, here's ordinarily this would cost you, well, it's still going to cost you $20 a dance, but, this woman is a serious four, and she's the best we have to
legit
offer.
Legit.
Yeah.
A strong four, a four plus.
Scrubby to the main stage, scruffy to the side stage. I'm sure it's much better than they're letting on. Anyway, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And once again, reminder, we're out here at Sam Houston Race Park. Final weekend of quarter horse racing. So if you want to come out and get your 50-cent beer on, then now is your chance. This is the last Friday night of live racing. And after all this threatening weather, it actually looks pretty good now. So I need to check the Doppler one more time, though, before the show's over.
All right.
So
the Baylor receives the law firm's report on sexual violence.
You know what? Without a lot of details, I can guess it's not good.
It basically says that they got Pepper Hamilton's findings and recommendations, and the members of the board will be guided by their faith as they make significant decisions for the welfare of Baylor students, the direction of the institution, and the good of Baylor Nation. So They're going to consider the information that's been passed to them, and they're going to let Jesus decide what's proper.
Okay, I'm going to just leave that there, because anything I say can well be used against me in a excommunication. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Don't miss the last weekend of live racing at Sam Houston Race Park. We're broadcasting until 7, so just a few more minutes. Food Truck Friday. There's some great food trucks out there. The weather's actually nice here, so if it's bad where you are, get over here. 50-cent beer until 9 o'clock. And then Saturday, the Bud Light stage welcomes Roger Krager. Admission is free with $7 live racing admission before 8. $20 after 9 o'clock, or better yet, just get your tickets online for $14. Don't miss Food Truck Friday and Roger Krager back at Sam Houston Race Park. And, yes, we're about 12 minutes from race number one here as Quarter Horse Racing gets underway. Also want to let you know, at 7 o'clock, Bare Knuckle Radio with Dingo and the Boys, Drink of Ages at 9 p.m. tonight. This weekend we'll have Outdoors XL with Aubrey Theodi at 7 a.m., the Lone Star Golf Show with Scott Atkinson at 9 a.m., and Houston Game Day with Barry and Liebeschock at 10 a.m. Very good show. If you're out and about on a Sunday, make sure you listen to those guys. They're good dudes. They do a great show. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Bob Arum understands.
There's guys in shorts with no shirts and nipples. Sweaty. What's not to like if you like another man? It's a show. Even if you don't like the pugilism aspect of it, there's an eroticism to it. Wouldn't you agree?
It's not for me.
Yeah, it's not for me either, Bob.
All right, fine.
I've got a bunch of non-sports stuff. Or do you just want to talk more MVP stuff for another hour?
We can do whatever you want, Freddie.
I mean, I'm wide open.
I've got a good non-sportsy story, too.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do...
Story, not the other
thing. Sports and story.
But they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family, your pets sick. Not Dirt Free. Dirt Free's got the best technology in the game. Give them a call. Jeez, I got the hiccups, of course. 281 Dirt Free.
And you can help just by donating that vehicle that you're not using anymore. Give them a call. 71. Excuse me. 964 John the 7th, also known as Octavanus.
Octavanus. Active anus.
That's what it says. No, it's Octavanus. That means he had 8 of them. That's what it says. Chong put that there.
I bet the dad from the Brady Bunch would have liked to know that guy.
Heck yeah. So grab a phone call on this reminder. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so you know, try to keep to the What Are the Odds theme of the day. Let's try Lou. Turn your radio down, Lou. There we go. Turn your radio. Right. Cut him off.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Dude, you got to turn your radio down. Let's try Mike.
Vandermeer's catchphrase, his rock and roll catchphrase, is probably the one out there. And I've actually heard two guys and that's still the
game. Oh, whoa, get out of here.
Come on.
Get out of here.
Are you worried, like you said, you're going to drink this weekend, that when you start drinking, the temptation to smoke will return?
No, because I've totally lost my taste for it.
Is your wife still smoking?
Yeah, but I don't hang out with her that much, so that's all good. John kind of reminds me of Brand with more legs. Anyway.
I think John is like Varys.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Same haircut, too.
Yeah.
Kind of got that wry sense of humor that he plays off.
No
Did
penis.
Did you say wry sense of humor?
Wry.
Not oh, rice. I was gonna say, that's so racist.
No, wry. W-R-Y. Jeez.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Although rice worked, too.
That's just racist, though. You can't say that.
Oh, okay. At least I spelled rye correctly. In the context, there is that. So, anyway, fun week, and, well, you know what? We'll do this again Monday, assuming we all live through the weekend. This Armageddon storm thing going around. It's very strange, man. This thing is just like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's big storms, and then it goes away. And then it bounces up somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's not going to hit us. That's the good thing. So I'll be able to get downtown without any troubles, and we'll be able to get down south without any troubles. It's already, like, Baytown, like, heading that direction.
Not
towards
great.
I-10 East. Yeah, that's where the purple is. So avoid the purple at all costs.
Okay.
So, like, Channelview, Baytown, that direction. So you got any big weekend plans besides hitting the fights tonight?
Fights tonight, going to go watch some Captain America this weekend, and I don't know what else I've got going. I don't know if there will be enough time. UFC fights tomorrow night, going over to a buddy's house to watch the fights there, play some poker. I've got a full weekend.
Sounds like a good weekend.
Sitting around doing nothing and icing my knee.
I'm going to go very calm this weekend because obviously last week was very busy with the Derby and everything, and then next week we're going to you know, we'll be out and about again a lot. I guess we're at Quaker Steak and Lube next week. We're at I think we're in Sugar Land again.
Sugar Land
for
the Skeeters.
The Skeeters
game.
So a busy week, and then the Preakness Saturday, so we'll be out here for that. So I'm just going to take it nice and calm this weekend, and hopefully it won't rain. Get out and do some running and exercising and healthy stuff.
That a boy.
Shame upon me, I know, but
no smoking. You can do it.
No, I'm done with that, man. I'm telling you. I'm done with it. I have turned the page.
Good for you.
I'm not even interested anymore. And all it took was for me to decide that I wasn't going to be interested anymore. Very strange. But I wasn't. I smoked for like 8 years. I wasn't one of those guys who had done it their entire life. It really started when I got the last divorce. And for some reason, I just picked it up because all the women I was hanging out with all smoked. And then I just kept smoking. And now I'm just don't want to do it anymore. 51 years old, man. I gotta.
Yeah, you're gonna die soon.
I'm gonna die anyway, so I need to like try to extend it as much as possible.
You don't want to smell like cigarettes when you die.
No, man. I want to smell like whiskey.
Right.
Like whiskey and
sex.
Really cheap prostitutes. That's kind of how I want to. That's
there. You
well,
go.
Yeah. But anyway. Or it just whiskey's fine. That'll be okay. That's a good way to go out. That's an honorable way to go out. Maybe whiskey and weed.
I'll let you have that.
Okay. But hopefully not for a while. Hopefully not for at least. I'm gonna set the over-under right now. I'm going to do it. 63.
How long you're going to live?
I can make it to 63. I can make it 12 more years.
63. That'd be good if I lived to 63. That'd be good enough for me.
That's how far my dad made it. So I think I can do that. I think I can go 63. That's the number I'm setting. I'm going to put the over at plus 105.
All right.
Does that think that would get action there?
No.
No, because nobody wants to wait 12 years to see if I croak.
That's too long of a future deal.
110? I go plus 110? just trying to help here. Just trying to get the number going. Anyway, all right, so got a hockey game one tonight. We finally have the Final Four set there. We've got the last of the Raptors Heat. Yeah, any thoughts on that series? Or I kind of get a sneaking suspicion it's going seven.
I think it will, too. I think the Heat don't have a good history in this situation, but if it comes down to it, I trust him a little more than I trust the Raptors. But I think the Raptors will probably win in seven. But I think the Heat extend it tonight.
All right. That music means it is time for us to go. I hope everyone has a really awesome weekend. And you guys dodge the hail out there if it happens to pop your way. I want to thank Voldemort for doing a great job out here, keeping us on the air. I want to thank everybody out of Sam Houston Race Park for having us out here throughout both of these meets. It's always fun coming out here. I love it here. Great job by them. Terrific job by John Lee back in studio. Terrific job by AJ Hoffman today out here. Pretty solid job by me. We're going to see you guys on Monday. Have an awesome weekend. Until then, stay fortunate.
ESPN 97.5.